Well, no Jason Cans today. He's a bit under the weather, so we miss him. A brother from another mother will have to get back on Monday. I don't know. I hope he heals up. We do breakfast typically, Randy, 7 o'clock with our friend Ed, sometimes my wife Peggy, which this will be her last one before she heads off to Liberia on Tuesday. So your prayers appreciated for her. Flying out Tuesday from O'Hare until getting back on March 6th. So usually takes a couple trips a year to Liberia. Last year she went just once, but it works out best if she goes twice. So, all right, well, we were, the scripture-wise, we were actually, we're going to give you a double dip here today, because we'll do one of his devotions from Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. He's got the actual book, and then 129 devotions Jason does, but, you know, in his absence, we'll still lean on some of his words, because we had read through 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11 over the earlier this week. And then yesterday, we started to read some of what Jason said in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, and I wanted to unpack more of it. And so it says, again, we'll kind of talk about it as we go, or think about it. Keep the end in view. Practice godliness. We kind of stop there. It goes on to say, control your passions with the help of my spirit, right? The battle of the flesh versus the spirit. So we want to be, again, I say this a lot, on and off air, spirit-filled and spirit-led, right? That's the only way to go. Romans 8, the sinful-controlled mind is death, the spirit-controlled mind is life and peace, but easier said than done, right? I think sanctification is learning to live spirit-filled and spirit-led, right? It says, pray fervently for believers and unbelievers alike, amen to that. Seek to love well. Yes, I can see the influence there of a favorite book of Jason's. In the world, the concept of love has been diluted. Yeah. I'm leading a Sunday morning small group on Dan White Jr.'s book, Love Over Fear. And so fear is, you know, why does 1 John 4:18 say what it says, right? Perfect love casts out all fear. I mean, God is calling us to love like he did. I heard my son close out the drive last night, Dawson, with, you know, that wonderful clip we played from Brennan Manning, except Dawson sang it. And then when we get done asking Brennan's question, do you believe that God loves you like this? He kind of turned it and said, now go and do likewise. Now go and love others as they are and not as they ought to be. Good stuff. Yeah, we get those things that dilute our love, but we want to love 200 proof, right? Recapture what it means to love as my son loves with seriousness and service. Been hearing people talking about foot washing and one pastor friend posting online that he's at least even thinking about washing feet on the upcoming Maundy Thursday. Yeah. And then all these debates online and elsewhere about the He Gets Us campaign and the foot washing. I don't know. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, is not rude. Does not keep any record of wrongs. Does not delight in evil. He goes on to say, true love wills another's good even when they fail you repeatedly. Open your home and your heart without complaint. Oh, hospitality is great, isn't it? I have given you so much, but I did not provide so that you could hoard my gifts. I gave lavishly so that you could also share generously and thus glorify me. When the abundance and variety of my gifts are shared freely, it pleases me. When you speak, speak my truth. When you serve, serve in my strength. In doing so, you reflect Jesus and glorify the Trinity. Good stuff there, kind of just letting it soak in again from 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11. I think we'll pass on the Notes from the Upper Room devotion from the Gospel of John, because we took enough time here from the best 5 minutes of the day tackling this particular section of scripture. So, Lord willing, Jason back with us on Monday here on WWIB. The WIB Wake Up Show here on a Friday morning on WWIB. Caleb, what's your weirdest eating or drinking habit?
That's tough because there's a lot of different things that I would say are probably a little odd. I mean, peanut butter and pickle sandwiches is something that I ate as a kid. I haven't done that so much recently, but I still would have that. So, yeah, that'd be odd. I mean, the way I eat an Oreo is probably the same as everybody else, like twist it apart and scrape the filling off with my teeth and eat that first. So I don't know.
Yeah. I think probably my repetitive eating. I've kind of latched into the spicy beef and bean burrito that got them at Woodman's for $1.09. And I just kind of, I like that with my egg for breakfast. And that's also my, like, second breakfast or lunch option. And people might go, that's a lot of meals to be having that Monday through Friday. But you like what you like, you know?
Yeah. And we found from the internet some weird eating habits, but you know what? It's not weird if it's what you do, what you like. But for instance, this person said, I take my pickles off my burger and eat them last. I know as a kid I would take the pickles off and eat them first, not necessarily last, but sure, save it.
Kind of their special treat. Someone else says, I add mustard to my mac and cheese. My kids do it too.
Another person says, as a child, my brother would eat sticks of butter out of the fridge under cover of night.
Wow. Okay. That's
good old
odd.
Wisconsin boy there, I guess.
That's a little different. Another person says, I would dip uncooked spaghetti into peanut butter, and when they would inevitably break apart, I would try to dig most of them out. There wasn't a high degree of success with that, so more often than not, I just leave the littler pieces in the jar.
That's a whole nother definition to crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah, right.
We'd love your odd eating habits as well. 715-396-1670. The other person on the internet said, I eat my toast and grilled cheese so it forms the shape of an arrow.
Okay. All right. Someone else said, my kids and I eat cheese on our Oreos.
That is different. Another person, their odd eating habit, they said, I like to eat a Kit Kat in layers. Chocolate first, then second wafer, then third wafer, and so on. I've done that with Reese's, where I will kind of nibble the outside sort of serrated edge of the Reese's. And then, yeah, I guess I've done that before. Sure. That is a little odd.
Another person says, with my breakfast biscuit, I eat the top of the biscuit, then I eat the bacon, egg, and cheese together, and then I eat the bottom.
A couple more here. Somebody says, I don't drink the last ounce of a drink, which is quite odd. Another person says, I peel the outer layer of my hot dog, discard it, then eat the inside.
And this person peels their grapes with their teeth and then eats the skin before eating the insides. Yeah, that's different.
What's your eating habit that you say, hey, maybe it's a little out of the ordinary. Don't know if other people do that. Well, reveal it to us, 715-396-1670. It's time for that Friday morning tradition, friends, where we get you caught up on all the things you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We do it in condensed fashion. We call it Headlines, and here you go.
Women in China are big fans of apps that provide them with AI boyfriends.
Because apparently relationships are easier with a software update after an argument.
I see.
Researchers say that Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaurs would not only eat other dinosaurs, but also eat each other.
Sounds like Congress.
Right?
A survey finds 23% of adults have cried at work.
So here's a tip for bosses. If one of your top five office expenses is Kleenex, you probably need some additional management training.
I think so.
Speaking of bosses, for the second year in a row, Elon Musk has topped a list of the most overrated CEOs.
Elon's really overachieving at underachieving.
Congratulations.
A survey finds women talk and text on their phones more than men.
It's nice to hear that researchers at the Department of Obvious are keeping busy.
There you go. Go ahead.
A report found that over 90% of homes have at least 10 chemicals in the air that are considered potentially hazardous to your health.
Remember to always have proper ventilation before using Axe body spray.
Wisdom.
And finally this morning, the number of young adults living at home has continued to rise.
Well, it's a lot easier to get along with your parents once you're old enough to realize that they were in fact right about everything.
What age is that?
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, I want to give a special shout out this morning because 1 year ago today, the highlight of my last year and the highlight of the year for a lot of folks in our family as well. It's my nephew AJ's adoption day, the 1 year anniversary, 1 year ago as he officially became a Swenson. And so, Alexander, we are so, so glad to have you as part of our family. We're so glad that God brought you to us. And so your mom, Rachel, your siblings, and your aunts and uncles, grandma and grandpa, everybody, we love you so much, AJ. And I know AJ is one of the biggest fans of Crowder that I can think of. So we're going to do not just one, but two songs. Crowder with Happy Day, and then Hallelujah for Every Broken Heart. The King always makes a way. He is always good. He can always be trusted. WWIB, we are famous. AJ, we're so glad you're part of ours. Should we pay back somebody's heating bill?
Reports say heating costs are on the rise again. Some homeowners report their energy bills have doubled.
Cranking the heat this winter will cost you.
It's time to warm things up and pay your bills. The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
Yes. Yes, it is the WWIB winter warm-up, and we are getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. So here's our next contestant. Our next contestant is Cheryl Grove from Rice Lake. Hey, that's my hometown. Cheryl Grove from Rice Lake with a heating bill of $120.13. Cheryl Grove of Rice Lake, you are now on the clock, and you have 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555. Cheryl Grove of Rice Lake. If you call in time, we are paying back that heating bill of $120.13. Thank you so much to the generous sponsors helping us pay back these heating bills this winter. We've done it for three Fridays. This is the final Friday paying off hundreds, even into the thousands of dollars in heating bills. Those sponsors include Hovland's Inc., Jacob's Well Church, Mathnasium in Altoona, Kurth Heating and Cooling, and Kavi Coffee House and Cafe, Highway 93, Eau Claire. Again, 10 minutes, 37 seconds for Cheryl Grove of Rice Lake to call us at 715-723-2555. If she calls in time, we're paying back that heating bill of $120.13. A winner in the WIB winter warm-up, yet another winner and more to come today. Cheryl Grove from Rice Lake called back in not 10 minutes 37 seconds, it was like 2.5 or 3 minutes. She was listening here to the WIB wake-up show, listening to WWIB, as you need to do all throughout your workday here today. Make sure you take us with you wherever you go at wwib.com, live streaming there. And Cheryl heard, called back in plenty of time, and so we are paying back her heating bill of $120.13. It's the final Friday of 4 weeks of the WIB winter warm-up. Thank you so, so much to the sponsors. Again, very generous, making it possible for us to pay back these heating bills, and we are planning to do more, so keep it tuned right here at WWIB throughout the day. You never know when we're going to call the next name out. Congratulations to Cheryl from Rice Lake, our latest winner.
WWIB, time for the best of the week.
It sounds like this is how we put it together.
Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And here with an answer to all our questions and a solution for all of our problems is Dr. Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
No
if
pressure.
Only that
nope.
were true.
60% chance of some rain turning to snow on Wednesday night. Could see close to an inch of snow accumulate.
What is this snow you speak of?
It seems odd that we're talking about snow in February, which is not odd at all, but it still seems like it because of the winter we've had.
I had to try to re-explain to people what it is. It's been so long. All right, so first of all, just about the Detroit Lions. I mean, your team beat... not only beat Kansas City first game of the season, but you were ahead of San Francisco big at halftime. Could have, should have, would have won that game. I mean, did you feel like seeing this Super Bowl was like, seeing an ex-girlfriend get married?
I don't know. You know, I think when we beat the Chiefs, I don't think Kelce and Taylor Swift were dating yet. I don't know. Maybe like next year, Jared Goff could date Miley Cyrus or something. You know, we need a celebrity girlfriend to like push us to the next level. You know what I mean? I think that's all we're missing.
Zach Galligan from Gremlins is the big 6-0 today. I've been pondering that one. It's coming in less than 4 months for me now. Wow. That feels older. All right, and tickets for the Barricade Boys. We've got 7 different people who've texted us. Jeannie in Fall Creek, Sandra in Eau Claire, Susie in Poskin, Al in Withy, Doreen in Colfax, Jake in Fall Creek, and Julie in Rice Lake. The winner is Doreen in Colfax. Congratulations, Doreen. You're going to the Barricade Boys with the guest of your choice Friday night at 7:30 at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. And the winner is... Dive moves on to the title tomorrow.
Congratulations, Dive, our first finalist.
William Catt from A Greatest American Hero. He's 73. That's a feel old for me. But I think, you know, he played in this show, The Greatest American Hero. And the question is this the greatest TV show theme of all time?
Believe it or not.
It's at least a contender for the best TV show theme of all time.